Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Yeah, we're talking about social media.
That's right.
Yeah, it's wild, man.
Yeah, it's a wild west, man.
Well, you have your podcast as well. Jose Quinones in here, Northrop Realty, Linda Vista Realty. Yeah, talk to us about your podcast.
Well, it's called Ask for Jose. You know, on social media, I'll put out clips, but it really runs on YouTube. So you guys can go check it out where I interview just everyday folk making a difference here in the Eastern Shore. So I'm having fun, having a blast. I've been doing it, man, a long time. And that's another way I get to meet people and just build connections, man.
Yeah, so it's Ask for Jose.
Ask for Jose.
People want to find you.
You can go to AskForJose.com. There's links.
Oh, you got a website.
Yeah. Nice. AskForJose.com. Yeah.
What are you looking forward to this upcoming year for Ask for Jose?
Woo! I'll tell you this. My main focus right now is the Eastern Shore, so I am gearing up to just spend a lot of time. My wife and I decided I'm not doing no traveling this year.
Okay.
The only traveling I'm going to do is local here in the region.
I was going to say, you do a lot of traveling already.
That's right.
Running.
So I'm just going to be spending weekends and during the day and overnights in different places, so I'm excited about that. I really, that Route 50, I really want to, you know, all the way down to Chincoteague, Virginia, you know, that whole corridor. I just want to get to know. You know, when I first got married, we used to go down there. There used to be this restaurant called Tammy's and Johnny's down in the Eastern Shore, and it's closed now. But just finding gems like that where I can go visit and connect with local folks and just build relationships.
Yeah.
That's what's in store for me for the next year. Just helping family achieve the American dream.
Man. Now you know, on your podcast, so you interview like tons of community leaders.
Oh, yes.
You interview other realtors.
All the Rattlers,
yeah.
Everybody, man.
Any upcoming guests?
CEOs of, you know, the BB Hospital, you know, restaurants. You're just having a blast. Whoever wants, local politicians, officers, you
nice.
Know. Yeah, everybody, man. Police officers.
Yeah.
Teachers.
Who you got coming up this week?
Man, well, this week, I can't, you're going to have to say, well, I'll tell you who I got already filmed. I got Clay Sneed. He's a local banker. Man, I have a musician coming on. Oh, my God. We already take five. We have, all of them are entrepreneurs and individuals out in the community, and you'll see it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Again, Ask for Jose on everything.
That's it. AskForJose.com.
All
right. Ask for Jose. You'll find me.
Nice. You also recently did a workshop.
That's right.
How'd it go? Tell us about it.
Phenomenal. That's, once again, one of your listeners came from there, and we have another one coming up. But people showed up. What I do, I have a lender. We had two lenders, actually, on that day. And you show up, and you meet with a lender individually. And on that same day, you'll know where you stand and if you can buy a house now or when.
Nice.
That's it. So since I was here last, right now I'm working with 13 families.
Oh, wow.
From all our events. So I'm here. Did I put the date on there? We got one coming up. I believe it's the 10th, Saturday the 10th, May the 10th.
Yes.
Yep. That's my next lender day. So if you are interested, please give me a call. And what do you have to, Jose, I haven't done my taxes. I don't care, man. Just come see. Start the process. Take the first step. Give me a call and come sit down. You ain't wasting my time. You know what I mean? All you're doing is enhancing your life and building a relationship with someone that's willing to hook their wagon to yours.
If people want to get up with you, they want to find out more information about your next lender day coming up, how can they do that?
302-883-1928. 302-883-1928. Look me up on, you know, Instagram, Facebook, AskForJose, AskForJose.com. You'll find me. I'm easy to find, man. Let's have some fun and let's build wealth together.
Now, you've got a strong background on serving Latino families.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
So talk to us a little bit about why it's so important for you to represent Latinos in real estate.
So I'll tell you that, man, thank you for asking that question, brother. I, you know, of course, I'm Puerto Rican. And when I came here
from the Bronx,
from the freaking Bronx, man. I've been in the Eastern Shore, man. I've been here in Sussex County since 93, 94.
You came down here and had culture shock.
That's right. You know, I'm gonna tell you, that first year that I was here, I remember I went, I'm in Seaford, I forget the dealership, man. I bought a 94 Ford Escort. Within the first year, I had 60,000 miles because every weekend I had to get out of here. I had to go back home.
He went from the Bronx to Seaford.
No.
Of like, all the places, went to Seaford.
Actually, no. First, I went to Delmar.
Okay, Delmar.
I lived in Delmar for about, my God, almost 2 years.
Shout out Seaford and Delmar,
yes,
by the way.
That's right. And I remember when I lived there, Delmar, their high school football team was state champs.
Yeah, the Delmar.
Delmar don't play, man.
They don't. You know, you're right. You're right.
Delmar don't play. So, yeah, man, that first year, it was a culture shock, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, here, you know, 7 o'clock at night, there ain't no streetlights. You know what I mean? But I quickly realized that it was the place for me to raise my kids. I was a single dad, you know, so this is, I knew.
Yeah.
I just knew some. And also, Puerto Ricans will know what I'm talking about, right? That if you've lived in Puerto Rico, like, one of the things that I fell in love with, like, right now, there are parts of Sussex County today with the weather that if you close your eyes, you think you're in the back row in Puerto Rico, man. Real talk.
Brother, wow.
You know, people working out in the fields, you know, open space, beautiful weather.
There's so many people moving to this area.
That's right.
You know, I mean, it's just.
And they're seeking the same thing. You know what? We all seeking the same peace.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Peace.
You know what? Round of applause. Can we get a round of applause for peace? You know, my wife and I, Tracy and I, joke all the time about I want peace.
That's it.
Just give me peace.
That's it. And in everything that I do, I remind myself that that's what I'm seeking. So
yeah,
I'm not arguing. You know, I just, for what, man? Unless my life is threatened, I ain't coming at you. You know what I mean? So I just want peace. I want to exude peace. I want to exude what it looks like. Jay-Z's always in my mind. He got a line. I can't say it on air. But, you know, like, it's just seeking peace, helping others, building wealth in every single way, health, mindset. Make sense?
Yeah.
Sound like a counselor, because I am. At the end of the day,
counselor, yeah. Motivational speaker,
right,
real estate agent, all
and
that.
I tell you, that all was birthed from pain, from just hard headed. You know,
yeah.
I've always known. It's just, you know, I told you, my middle name was Can't Get Right. You know, just couldn't get right.
Jose can't get right.
Brother. You know, I can't get right. I guess I was hanging out with my brother, man. And one of the things, adaptability, being able to adapt to the situations, to your environment, and I've been able to do that. And I'll keep repping that to the day I die. This is where I'm at, because this area has strengthened my beliefs in humankind, in myself, my family. And now, for anybody that's listening to me here in America, brother, no matter what you are earning, you can buy a home, brother, if it's your goal. And I don't know that for me, for the average person, the average Joe, home ownership is key.
Again,
it's the foundation.
People want to reach out to you. They want to talk to you a little bit more about that. You know, also, if they want to register for the May 10th Lender Day event.
May 10th.
How can they do that?
302-883-1928. Man, take a chance, man. 302-883-1928. And also, for individuals in the Lower Eastern Shore of Maryland, seriously, hit me up. You know, we'll meet in Maryland. I just met a family. When was it? Oh, my gosh. On Sunday, on Easter. So you did what I did, right? Right? Because people are like, yo, when do you spend time with family, man? Everything, there's no balance. Everything is flow.
Yeah.
So that morning I woke up, my wife, we were supposed to, I picked up my mom. I told my wife, take her out, get her outfit, some shoes. She took her to church with her in Salisbury. That morning I stood home, took care of business, and then I went and met them. And while they were preparing food, a family called. You know, and it's weird that they live in Salisbury, but their cousin told them, now I heard that you met with them at the Delmar Starbucks. I said, I'll meet you there. I took 45 minutes when I met with this family, and now they're on their way. They're meeting with the lender. They're getting their paperwork together, and hopefully we'll have another family starting their journey. So I tell you, for me, I work 7 days a week, and I still take care of my family, take care of myself, go see the sunrise every Sunday morning.
You do, you do see the sunrise. I see you on Facebook.
That's right. I do it. I'm living life. Does that make sense? So there's no no's. You know, you either win or you learn. You either win or you learn. You know what I'm right? There's no freaking no's with me. We're going to find a way for you to get to your destination.
I know that's right.
Or die trying.
Right. I know that's right. We have Jose Quinones, Northrop Realty, Linda Vista in studio. Before we wrap up,
what's up?
I got to ask you about El Dude.
Man,
how's he doing, your son?
He's phenomenal. He was just
in the military.
He's in Louisiana. Am I saying it right? Louisiana.
Yeah, I believe so. And
hey, he just called me the other day. He said, "Yo, Pops, I just had crawfish for the first time."
Really? So, yeah, for the first time.
Wow, yeah,
okay.
You know, so I've never had crawfish.
How long you been on the Eastern Shore, man?
I had crab. And you see, I'm still a New Yorker, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, I ain't touching no freaking crab. That's too much work, man. All right, just give it to me in the tub.
Crawfish.
Give me the tub. So, yeah, crawfish, he's living the life, man. Now he got his little room. He's doing things. They're talking about, he can't talk much about what they do. So he's like,
right.
I hear the man in him, man. That, nice. Man, I am so freaking proud. Well, actually, I'm more excited for him.
Yeah.
And his journey. You know, I see his stature. He's talking to me like a freaking grown man. So I'm just loving it. And this is just my own personal take. Like, when, you know, like, if you, man, I wish I was him, or I had somebody like me in my life when I was his age, because my thing with him was like, you know, if you're not sure what you want to do, man, that's a good place to go. Go figure things out. And he's doing it, brother.
Well,
so
also,
thank you for asking,
yeah,
man.
Well, and then your older son, Brandon.
Yeah,
I mean, he's cooking. He is doing it.
He got that empanada truck. Look him up online as well. Look him up. Show Island or DonPapiQ.com. But this brother is doing it. He's down at the beach. Man, he got some big news coming here, too. I can't disclose it, but he's working on some things. That truck is flying up and down Route 1.
Let me tell you something. Try that cheesesteak empanada.
It will change your life.
Your life.
It'll have you wearing green.
Yeah.
For Eagles. You know what I mean? That Philly cheesesteak ain't no joke, man.
Yeah, I don't know about the green, but I don't know about all that, but it'll put me in the Phillies, in a Phillies uniform.
Hey.
I'll take the Phils.
Hey.
But you know, he does it.
Yeah, he's killing it. Brandon, so check him out. You know, and when you go up to that truck, say, two empanadas, please.
Yes.
Two empanadas. Dos empanadas, por favor.
Yeah, yeah. Get three.
Right.
The man, the cheesesteak one. Woo! Yeah, tell him Bill Baker sent you.
He just did the empanada National Day, right? And people were coming from all over because he was doing buy two, get one free. So he was having people come from all over saying, man, I want two empanadas because they know they get the third one free.
I told you three. Again, Jose Quinones, people want to reach out to you.
302-883-1928. 302-883-1928.
Thank you so much for coming in, man.
Before we go, man.
Sure.
You just asked me a question. Why the Latino? So I'm from Puerto Rico. I speak Spanish. And when I first got down here, all that time ago, when I first got my license, I was the only full-time agent running the streets that spoke Spanish. Now, there were some other people that spoke Spanish that had their license. They were part-timers.
Yeah.
So I knew they needed someone that was going to keep it real and help the community.
And have people who work with you now also full-time
crew, man.
Who are bilingual.
I got the United Nations. I got the whole United, and that was my desire. My desire is to get young. I would go into Dell Tech back in the day. Yo, you want to be a realtor? You know what I mean? Like, I have a bunch of young, hungry individuals running with me. You know, I got 8 individuals, Franny Esparza, Reina, Miller, I got Liz, I got a bunch of, you know, I got JJ, I got Joshua, I got Bethany. You know, I got a bunch of individuals who are hungry and ready to serve our community.
I love it.
Thank you, Bill.
Jose, thank you so much for coming in, man. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
It's 8 o'clock. We got that coffee mix coming up.